Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You are on KogoCast, the Real Estate Investors Podcast. I'm your host, JT DeSocio. Today, we got a special treat for you all. We have the Vice President of Broker Development, speaker, mentor, trainer, Gary Myers has joined us. He's here to talk about brokering. And for any of you interested, we're going to go ahead and preface it, fly the flag right off the bat. Secured Investment Corp. That's securedinvestmentcorp.com. KogoCapital.com for your lending purposes. If you're looking to get into the education side, learn how to be a real estate investor, you're going to join us on LeeArnoldSystem.com. And where does this all begin, JT? This is too many websites. Well, it begins at a funding tour. FundingTour.com. It's the best three-day tuition-paid training that you will ever get to learn how to fix, flip, and be successful in real estate investing. Gary, man, thank you for joining us.
Hey, JT, how are you doing, sir?
I appreciate it. Yeah, look, see, now Gary and I, this was not an accident.
See, I don't know if this is Koga orange or this Denver Bronco colors, you know.
This is where we're going right off the bat, right? Okay, all right. Well, at least it's not hockey.
Hey, it's draft day coming up tomorrow.
You know what?
You know, it's
Stanley Cup playoffs, there is no other anything.
I agree with you. I was not excited of a couple teams' outcomes, but we won't go there, JT.
Yeah, we're not getting into it. Vegas, sorry, guys. Anyway.
You had to go there.
We're
going to
dive into a little bit of your background. You're the Vice President of Broker Development. First of all, how did you even get into that? Where does all this come from? I mean, obviously, we're going to go back. I feel we need to touch first on your service in the Army. Thank you for service. You served from what time to what time and did what?
So it's crazy. Straight out of high school, 1 week after I graduated high school, went straight into the Army. So I was at Fort Knox, Kentucky, doing basic training as a 17-year-old. So I graduated basic training as 17, went to San Antonio for my advanced annual training to be a combat medic. So I had two MOSs. They call that 91 Bravo, 91 Hotel. So if you want to break that down, it's a combat medic and a orthopedic specialist. So JT, if you were to hop out of an airplane or rappel down a helicopter and you ended up twisting or breaking your ankle, you came and saw me. So I got to patch you up, fix you up. So I was involved with the Airborne Division we got to play with a lot of broken arms, broken legs as we move forward. But out of that, I decided, you know what, the medical field wasn't quite for me. My whole goal of joining the military was to become a police officer. So I wanted, as you heard, you join the military, you get points on the test to become a police officer.
Right.
But when I came back to Washington State after I did my 4 years active, I applied for Spokane Police Department and I got denied.
Denied.
Part of the reason why is because they required 2 years of college.
Oh, wow. All right. So the Army, they just skipped over that completely.
Yes.
They just said, all right, look, you got to go to school.
So I applied for the State Patrol as well. Mm-hmm. Got denied. 2 years of college. Sheriff's Department, 2 years of college. Now, JT, back in the day, I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have anybody tell me, you know what, you can go to a different department that doesn't require 2 years of college. I didn't know that. So I just got a job. I got a job at a grocery store. It was a brand new grocery store called Yokes here, independently owned here in Spokane, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a night manager. And my whole goal then was to change, okay, let's just go make money and play with lots of girls.
There we have it, money and girls.
I was not a Christian back then at that time, so I just wanted to have fun, go out. I was 22, 23 years old.
I was 22?
Young and buff, and girls was not an issue, so that was my thing. Kind of give you the background on how I got involved with this company is in 1996, we inherited another employee from another store, the Airway Heights store, and his name was Lee Arnold. And I was a night manager at the time. Lee Arnold was hired to be the night merchandiser, so I was his boss for about a year and a half with the Yokes grocery store.
Right on.
But he pursued the real estate career. I pursued the grocery career and got involved with Dreyer's Ice Cream. You know what Dreyer's is?
I sure do. I love it. Mint chip.
I just had cookie dough last night. It was good stuff.
Man.
But the company I worked for here locally, it was an independent, so we had every ice cream. So, JT, if you walk down the grocery aisle of the frozen food section with all of the ice cream, we carried it all. So Haagen-Dazs, Dove, Ben & Jerry's, you name it.
Okay.
I've eaten it. So, so I went from the young, buff military body to the nice, fat
to the ice cream
body. Yes.
Right on.
Because as a district manager, you get free samples. So my wife would always call me up, JT, and say, hey, can you bring home some Chunky Monkey? And I learned early in my life, JT, that happy wife, happy life.
Happy
so
wife,
guess
happy
what
life.
I brought home every night?
Chunky Monkey.
Some Chunky Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, we still continued to be friends with Lee Arnold as my wife grew up with Lee in the church. So my wife's known Lee since I was a little boy. through the church. So we became friends, all that good stuff, as we moved forward, as he pursued real estate career in Florida. But we, like, probably twice, three times a year, we'd meet in Boise, Idaho for weekend getaways, just with the spouses, just to go to a concert, a hockey game, do something.
Right.
As we move forward. But it got so competitive, JT, that we'd show up in brand new cars just to outdo someone else. It was stupid.
So that's where all the competition, kind of friendly competition, began.
Kind of like currently right now. You know, he's got a truck. I got a truck, but I had to make sure my truck's bigger than
his.
Yes. It's we're still competing today.
Mm-hmm. They are.
But it was at one dinner that he ordered Dom Perignon, showed up in a Range Rover, and it's like, man, what do you do?
Dom Perignon in a Range Rover. Okay.
And this is in 2005.
And all you had was Chunky Monkey.
And all I... So I'm like, man, what do you do at this dinner? And I just wanted to break it down because I was at a point, you know, I was 26, making $80,000 a year with Dreyer's ice cream. I was
capped. It's not a bad living for 26.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I couldn't afford the Range Rover. I couldn't afford the Dom Perignon, all this stuff. So I wanted to know more. And I finally asked the question, Lee, what do you do? He says, I'm in real estate.
Like an agent.
That's what I originally thought. That's not what I do, Gary. I'm an investor. I teach people how to fix and flip houses. I have the biggest foreclosure group. I have a mortgage company. I build homes. I do everything.
And he's how old at this point?
He's a couple years younger than I am. So he's 23 years old.
Okay.
23. So he's already got this millionaire status. And I'm like, I want that too. So I finally broke down. It's like, tell me more. Mm-hmm. And JT at the dinner, he said no. And when somebody tells you no, JT, what do you want?
You want it more.
You want it more.
Yeah.
So it was a driving factor for me. So, but he did. He says, here's what I do. I will let you come to my funding tour. I'll pay for your seat to come to my funding tour next month. So in May 2005, I drove to the funding tour in Salt Lake City where he was holding it for 4 days. And I learned all of the multiple facets of income streams that are available through the Lee Arnold System Real Estate, which I loved.
Okay.
That Monday, I gave my 2 weeks' notice for Dreyer's Ice Cream, moved to Salt Lake City, got my real estate license, got my mortgage license, and started working for Lee Arnold.
Wow.
As one of his assistants to learn the system, learn the system, and start making money. 2007, I've done quite a bit that I was able to become a mentor with the Lee Arnold system and able to travel the country and teach others what we do on how to make money in real estate.
So you had to learn all of those systems, those different ways to make. Because I don't know. I mean, in the end, where I come out is originally I'm thinking, you think real estate, you're thinking an agent or maybe a broker. You know what I mean? Or something like that. You kind of heard of, I'm a real estate broker. And it's like, what does that even mean? What do you do? But, you know, when you do attend the funding tour, and for those of you out there, again, fundingtour.com, you actually learn several different ways to make money. Anything from, like, scouting and getting that, like, fee to brokering or flipping your own homes or something like that. So there's like several different. I'm like tossing my wire back here, guys. So don't mind me. It's not long hair or anything.
It's not a mullet.
All right. So you learned all these different ways to do it, and you wanted. No, it's not a mullet.
They're coming back, guys.
No, they're not. Man.
I think you look good with a mullet. Let's try one.
I had one in the 80s.
Oh, I bet.
But don't tell anybody that. Anyway, all right. So you learned all these different systems to the point where he basically gave you the opportunity to go and teach it yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's what I love about our funding tour today is it's showing people how to make money in real estate, not just the normal fix and flip way. I mean, you can broker, you can wholesale, you can wholetail. There's many ways through the fundingtour.com that you can make that happen. That's what I love about the Lee Arnold system. It's totally involved. And what I love about Lee Arnold, he involves his business to match the market.
Okay. All right, so to explain that a little bit, matching the market. Like, for instance, right now, everybody keeps talking downturn or what's the word I'm hearing a lot? Not recession, but correction. That's it,
market correction. Market shift, all that good stuff. Yeah, and we're already thinking ahead of the box, ahead of the game, to where we're already thinking about the next strategy.
Okay.
Which you guys will see come up on thefundingtour.com, and you'll see at Lee Arnold System where we'll announce the next up-and-coming thing. And that's what I love about Lee Arnold. He's always thinking about the next thing.
So the strategy is actually, even during times of where people are a little more kind of like, you know, holding on to their money or holding on to their fix and flips or afraid to do anything because they're not going to make what they feel it's worth, we're keeping up one step ahead to kind of bear those hard times, right?
Yeah, because the idea is to continue making money in real estate, and that's what I love. Even in a downshift in the market where you know it's in a recession-ish, where values drop, there's still ways to make money. And what I love about being in the position now I'm in, I'm the vice president of broker development with the Lee Arnold System Real Estate, is I teach people how to broker private money. So what I love about this, JT, is it's recession-proof, which means if the market was to crash today,
right,
real estate investors still need money to buy the investments. So the shift might be short sales, negotiating with banks, and moving forward with those types of strategies. But the private money will never go away.
Right.
And that's what I love about teaching people how to broker private money, because everyone needs it.
So real quick, short, like rapid-fire answer. Explain for those people that are just kind of coming into this, you know, and I've asked this question once or twice as well. Difference, private money, hard money.
Private money is very similar.
Okay.
So a rapid expense, same thing pretty much.
It's like personal investments to be able to loan out to those who need it.
Yeah, I mean, people are different. Is it hard money or is it private money? Reality is it's the same thing.
It's
money. Somebody else's money. It's OPM.
Right. It's other people's money.
And that's all
I care
about.
It's OPM, folks.
Yeah.
You get that on our blogs, all right? LeeArnoldSystem.com/blog or CogoCapital.com/blog. We have that. The most recent one actually details how to utilize other people's money for your real estate investment. So, all right. So other people's money.
Not typically hard money. It might be your own money and it's just hard money, or OPM might be private money, somebody else's money that you're lending to.
You're not necessarily getting it from the big banks.
Correct.
Okay.
Or are you the direct lender, all that good stuff.
So. Okay.
And that's what I love. Just fast forward where I'm at now. I'm a mentor, so I teach people how to broker private money. I'm also one of the event speakers at the funding tours and the certifications, which is a lot of fun for me. I love teaching. And it's been a great ride, and I love every minute of it. So Lee is very passionate about your success, and that's what I love about him. Is everyone online watching today? I mean, he wants you to succeed. Our one of our company mottos is we get more of what we want when we help others get more of what they want.
Exactly,
and ladies and gentlemen, what do you guys want?
Exactly,
you guys want to make money, leave a legacy, retire, quit a job, buy a new car, buy a new house. It's you got something that wants to drive you to make money in this business.
Right. And I think the thing that I've enjoyed about it, you know, not just, you know, and for those of you who really don't know, I'm actually the social media director here at Secured Investment Corp, but it's not get rich quick. There's work involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you follow the system, the money comes to you, you know.
And that's the big challenge people have is JT, they don't follow the system. They try it for a week and it's like, oh my gosh, I got no results.
Right.
This doesn't work.
Right. Even though we sit there and say, guys, it's not get rich quick. You know?
It's a continually system that you gotta do per week, and then if you do your efforts per week, the results will come.
Right.
It's not gonna happen overnight.
Okay. All right.
Now, could it? Yeah, somebody get a home run and get the right deal and make a lot of money overnight.
And we've had examples of that here,
Yeah, I've got a couple examples I'll talk about later on the podcast here that people that have made money just like this, just pretty easy stuff, and made quite a bit of money.
Nice. And obviously, okay, so I'm kind of looking over our notes here because all this stuff is I was told there would be no math. Pairing people who need private money with lenders. All right, so you got different types, fix and flips, refis, refinance, rentals, commercial, non-owner occupied. Basically, all of that. Each lender will have its own process. So, how does that work?
So, as a private money broker, you're trying to match somebody who needs money to somebody that has money. Because as a real estate investor, what's holding most people back and the fear factor in regards to writing offers is like, where's the money coming from first? We meet a lot of new people that have never done a deal before, and we ask them, what's holding you back? And it's always the money. So the idea here is let's partner with somebody that has the money. You go out and find a good deal, and we'll fund it for you. And that's what I love about Cogo Capital. You can go to CogoCapital.com, find out more details on what the loan parameters are to getting private money. But what I love about it is it's a process. It's a step-by-step. Every lender has their niche and bread and butter, what they like to lend on.
Right.
But it's all the same process. They want you to have a good deal. Mm-hmm. You got to be in that ability to be able to get it done.
Right.
And then all they care about is getting their money back.
Yeah. They're invested in making a little bit of a profit. You make a profit, everybody wins, right?
That's what it's about.
Okay. And throughout this stuff, like vetted deals, I mean, how do you actually vet the deal?
Great question. Vetting deals, we kind of teach this at the broker certification with the Learn System Real Estate. We also teach this at our master broker certification.
That's right.
How to vet out a deal. Now, is every deal going to make sense? No. JT, we just had somebody apply for a loan with Cocoa Capital the other day that they wanted to borrow $120,000. So we kind of broke it down in vetting in regards to, okay, what's the purchase price? Purchase price was $100,000.
Okay.
Rehab was $20,000.
Okay.
Okay, so they want 100% financing. So when we asked them what the after repair value was, they said after I fix it up, it's going to be worth $130,000. Buying it for $100,000, putting $20,000 into it, and going to sell it for $130,000.
Well, 10 grand over.
Well, they got a $10,000 spread there, but here's the deal. They're not accounting for holding cost, capital cost, selling cost.
Right.
So it doesn't make sense because the exit strategy was to fix and flip.
Right.
Right off the bat, they're going to have $13,000 around just to sell the property, and they're going to be negative. So the idea here is, okay, JT, do you want to sell a house?
Right.
And have to pay money at the closing table to sell it?
No.
So that's kind of the questions. We get a lot of those deals as we move forward. So the vetting the process through the Learn System education realm is we teach you how to find good deals.
Okay. And through that, it's like doing your due diligence, you know, learning about comps, learning about, you know, how to save a little money in the rehab, right? Learning how to vet your contractor, you know, anything that, like, all these added costs that people don't think about, correct?
Correct. Okay. Because they just think, oh, I can buy it, put this much in it, and I can sell for that, and I get all that equity.
Nice.
Well, that's not the factor.
That's not how it works, folks.
We typically know they're green, they're fresh, they're new when they come to us to apply for money, and it's like, okay, you need some more education. And that's what I love about it, so helping others.
Okay. Now, vetting out your lenders, I'm seeing here, vetting lenders is easy. Cogo Capital, I'll get it right, guys.
Yes.
Scotsman's Guide?
Now, Scott, so as a broker, I'm going to teach you how to broker private money through Cogo Capital and other lender sources. I'm a big fan of a website called scotsmansguide.com where you can find multiple lenders. But I can tell you right now, go to cogocapital.com first.
Right.
Because they're the best. And I can tell you right now, we've got a full staff ready for you. We got analysts, loan officers, we've got processors. We have a whole
team. You can apply
team.
Online, too, and actually do the calculator to assess the value, correct?
Yep, and you'll get your terms, rates, everything. You can go. Again, that's cogocapital.com to figure out what that's going on. But I teach you to be a broker, and that's what I love about the aspect of the private money broker certification.
So broker, very simple. People who have money, pairing with people who need money. You know, get their deals done. Everybody, and you brokering it, you get your own profit.
Yeah. So as a broker, just being a middle person, and what I say, you said it was easy. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have a phone?
Yes.
Do you have a computer?
I do.
Do you have internet?
Of course.
Can you follow a checklist?
I can last time I checked, sorry, honey, I didn't get milk and eggs this morning. I'm really sorry.
So not the honey to-do list.
Yeah,
can you follow a checklist?
Checklist, yes.
And that's what I love about it. If you have all those criteria you can check the box on,
right.
JT, you're qualified to be a private money broker. That's it. That's all you need. And that's what I love about it.
You don't need particular licensing.
No.
Some kind of crazy course like the real estate course that, you know, is some people fail. And
you don't have to have a degree in underwater basket weaving or anything like that.
Right.
It's if you can follow a checklist, you can pick up a phone and call somebody, you're good. And that's what I love about it. So once you do that and once you got a deal, then you start vetting out lenders, which we teach you as well. Because there are lenders out there who will do specific niches.
Right.
They have their bread and butter. They just want single family. They want long-term hold, commercial property, single family. They only do a certain amount. There's lenders out there that won't look at you if you've not done less. So they will look at you if you've done three or more deals in 1 year.
So everybody's got their own list of guidelines that they follow. They don't want to get anybody too green, or they don't want to get anybody who, you know, flips houses of this amount and, you know, too risky of a brokering deal.
Yeah.
Things like that.
As a lender of vetting, what they're looking at is A, are you going to make a profit?
Right.
Or are you going to get huge cash flow? And B, do you have the ability to pay me back? That's it.
And we teach how to find these people, right? We are generating that lead to pairing the people with money to the people who need the money for their real estate investment. And then everybody wins, right? I mean, three people get paid out. You know,
Lender's getting paid, you are getting paid as your investor, and the broker's getting paid.
And those partnerships make it work. All right. All right. So let's see here. Obviously, vetting deals, is a deal logical?
Yeah, that's the idea that we just talked about in regards to purchase price, rehab.
Profit and ability on all that stuff. All right, latest broker strategies. Now, this is the part that I love, folks. Marketing on Craigslist and Facebook.
And that's the idea here is everyone needs money, but how do we find these people?
Right.
You can market, put ads on Craigslist. You can put ads on LinkedIn. You can do social media. Social media, everyone's being social nowadays.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of emphasis at our trainings at the Leonardo System Real Estate on how to market and get leads.
Right.
Going to real estate auctions, going to real estate clubs. I mean, when's the last time you've been to a real estate club, JT, and said, you know what, I'm sitting on $100 million right now. Does anyone need some?
Right, right, right.
As a primary broker, you need to.
Well, and I mean, they'll spend little to no money on it as well. And then, you know, one thing that I'm starting to see a lot in social media is the emergence of groups. You know, there are people that are they're forming specific groups, you know, tailored to, say, real estate investors or brokers or people that are looking to fix and flip or, you know, people that just like Chip and Joe Gaines and watch Fixer Upper. But
hey, I like
it. Yeah, I do, too. So basically, we teach how to actually get that out there into the world on platforms such as Craigslist or Facebook. And
got to generate leads.
You got to generate the leads. And then, obviously, you're going to get on the phone and call those leads or if they email you.
That's challenge, JT, because some people out there have phone fear.
Yes.
I can tell you, I was one of them when I first got started.
Really?
I remember to this date, in 2005, my first day when I started with Lee Arnold, I got my real estate license.
Yeah.
I got to go work for the man. I had my own cubicle. I had my phone.
Okay.
Ready to go. Lee Arnold shows up with a list of 200 names, sits it down on my desk, says, give him a call. Let him know we can help him.
He gave you the list.
And he started to walk away.
Okay.
I'm like, wait.
What do I say?
Exactly. So I'm like, do you have a phone script? Who are these people? Right. What do I say here?
Right, right.
JT, after a couple hours, I finally picked up the phone because, you know, typically when you get nervous, what happens down here?
Oh, yeah. Get a little stomach aches and start eating crackers and all that. Yeah.
I literally went to the bathroom, I think, 5 times.
Oh.
And then I finally picked up the phone and said, here's the deal. I'm like, voicemail. And JT, I got a voicemail. But then I realized, you know, wait a second. I get compensated when I help people.
Right.
If I get a voicemail, am I helping anybody?
Only if you leave a message, correct?
If they call you back.
If they call you back.
So now I'm like, okay, I need to get a live person here. Because that person can help me grow over my phone fear. Now, Lee wanted to teach me a couple things that day. A, to get over the phone fear, because I never had a position or a job where I picked up a phone before.
Right.
And called a random stranger.
Right.
And B, wanted me to get over the art of rejection.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of people are scared to get involved with the brokering aspect, the real estate aspect, because A, they don't think they know everything.
But right.
You don't have to.
Well, and we even, from what I've seen, you guys role play the phone fear thing. Particularly during master's events.
We do, because I had that fear.
Yeah.
And
I've seen some scared looking master's students, you know, in there just like, wait, what? We're going to call somebody?
And they go to the bathroom several times and they finally come out and it's like, wait a second, it's really not that hard.
Hmm.
If it was hard, guess what they could do? Just hang up.
Right.
You know, well, that's the cool part.
But once they get rolling, then they find it's actually easy to kind of get the word out.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. Some other is texting leads. A lot of people think, you know, I got to call, I got to leave a voicemail or send an email.
Right.
We're finding that texting is getting
people don't
response.
Think it's like a bot or some kind of like malware or something like that that's kind of creeping over your phone.
Yeah.
People respond to it.
Exactly. Because it's legit. Hey, my name is Gary. I'm with Kogo Capital. I understand you're looking for money. If so, give me a call. And all of a sudden, you get an immediate response back. I'm looking for money. I'll call you in 10 minutes. Because how many of you out there answer your phone when you don't recognize the phone number?
I don't.
I don't either.
Peter, do you?
No.
Nope.
How often do you just immediately click on the voicemail to see who it was?
Well, yeah, right away.
I don't.
Well, no, but I was like, okay, what was this about? Yeah. You know, and I'm oh, it's another telemarketer, it's another something, but...
And I get a lot of those. That's why I never check my voicemails very often. I'll check them on my drive home.
I'll still listen to the first couple of, like, words, though. It's like, what was this about? Yeah. You know, hey, we're doing a survey on whether or not you like non-dairy cream cheese or, you know, then it's like I'll kind of hang that up. But if it's like, if I have interest in it, right, or if I have money to deploy or if I need the money... Yeah, it's like, hey, we can help you broker your loan. Then I might listen to the entire message.
And but how more powerful it is if you just got a text that I've got money for you.
Because you're forced to read it.
Right.
Right.
So that's one of the new strategies that we're implementing and showing people how to do. I know it's that sounds easy, but ladies and gentlemen, there's people out there that are scared just to send a text. Hmm. And what I love about the masterclass, it's all hands-on. So we're forcing you to get involved and do it.
Okay, you guys, if you're interested in some of the master's courses, obviously you can go to any of our Facebook pages, the Lee Arnold System of Real Estate Investing, Secured Investment Corp, Kogo Capital, and our new Facebook page, the Nationwide Funding Tour. That's facebook.com/Nationwide Funding Tour. That's our beginning seminar that we have there. But if you go to leearnoldsystem.com, you can actually click on the certifications tab in that on that top panel there, and it will actually give you a description of some of our certifications for broker and our master's level certification as well. I think that's awesome, man. I mean, but before they even get into all this, you want to get them into the funding tour first to introduce them to it, find out what their interests are on all these different ways to invest, correct?
Yeah, the funding tour is a great starting point to figure out what can they do, what ability they have, what time they've got,
right.
What is their ultimate goal and dreams. Because that's kind of at the funding tour, we kind of get you in the mindset of why do
right.
you want to do this?
Why are you here?
And then all of a sudden, once they figure out what the why am I doing this? Is it leaving legacy, quit a job, retire, whatever it is?
Right.
Now we can start focusing and put a plan together to get you where you want to go.
Wow. Wow. Okay. You know, I know we're running a little bit short on time.
Short on time. You know what? I got all day.
We're going to continue this, okay? We're just going to cut it short here, but we're going to actually continue this discussion. So you're going to have to tune into the part two of this podcast with Gary Myers, our Vice President of Broker Development and speaker, mentor, trainer with Kogo Capital, the Lee Arnold System of Real Estate Investment. We're going to get in why he brokers and a few other interesting topics that we've got here that we're still got to get to. Why get certified? Why achieve master's level? We hope you tune in on the next one. In the meantime, you guys are interested in this? Okay, leearnoldsystem.com. Check the tab at the top there, certifications and trainings, and scroll down to where you see broker certification or master broker level training. And if you're just listening and just getting into it now, we're going to send you straight to a funding tour. We are nationwide, the Nationwide Funding Tour, www.fundingtour.com. You can actually get some of this information on our podcast page as well, kogocapital.com/kogocast, and it has all those details on there, and you can be able to poke around on that website and get all the nuggets that you need. But we hope you guys tune in next time. Hey, Gary, man, I'm gonna keep you around, man. Seriously, we're going to continue this thing, so we hope you guys tune in on the next one. In the meantime, thank you for joining KogoCast, the Real Estate Investors Podcast. I'm JT DeSocio, and we are off the air.